to another episode of the Double Comma Club with your host, Nicole Ruth of the Ruth Team, the number one lending team in Colorado.
So we're 4 weeks into April, and we've been highlighting a nonprofit every single week, and it is my blessing to be able to do this and to share them with you. Well, this week we have Heather Schreck from Safe House Denver, and this one, I have to admit, it tugged on my heartstrings right away. And I want Heather to explain the needs that she has, but right now, we're all sheltered in place. We're all at home. Well, home isn't safe for everyone. And so Heather steps in and Safe House Denver steps in and helps those where home might not be safe. And before I turn the tables over to Heather, I want to make sure that you know that if this pulls on your heartstrings half as much as it did mine, then know that we're matching all contributions through the end of May. Through the end of April. So make sure to get your contributions in. Do it right away. Don't wait. They need our help, especially during this pandemic. And we're matching dollar for dollar from the Ruth team to the four nonprofits that we're supporting this month. So Heather, please take it away. Tell us what's going on and how are you helping the folks at Safe House Denver?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me and for all that you guys are doing in support of the community. It is much needed right now. So Safe House Denver, we're the city and county of Denver's only non-residential and emergency services for those experiencing interpartner violence, so domestic violence. So what does that mean? We run a 24/7 crisis and information line. So this is not only for folks who are seeking emergency shelter. This could be your friend or family member who sees something within a loved one and has questions and doesn't know if they need help. You can call and we'll seek out those resources for you. Or you may just want additional information that maybe you're an essential worker and you're in a King Soopers right now or a Walmart and just wanting to get that information out. We have a emergency shelter. So those are for folks who are in immediate crisis, who are escaping a very unhealthy and dangerous relationship. This is for adults. So we serve men and women as well as children. And then we have counseling and advocacy. So these are for individuals who are not in immediate crisis, but who do need that additional support as far as whatever their goals may be. Maybe this time is triggering for you. You could be a survivor 20, 30 years, maybe a couple years, and just being at home doesn't feel good to you and just needing additional folks to talk to. We also run an extended stay program where we own a 6-unit, 2-bedroom apartment building. These are for our emergency shelter folks who need that additional time for their own housing goals. And it allows them to have 1 to 3 months of that additional time for housing. We do about 400 events educationally in the year. And that is to really get out what this issue is, how it affects, what power and control are all about. Mm-hmm. And we do all of this at no cost to the survivor. We don't know what domestic violence looks like right now. There are reports not only in Colorado, nationwide, worldwide, that it is up 3 times. That has been reported in so many news articles around the world. And though I can't speak to that, we don't know what those numbers are. What we can say is we could potentially be looking at a surge, but then again, we don't know. So right now, what we can do is focus in on today for the survivors that do reach out, for those who do reach out. What you can also do if you're someone at home is you can financially support and donate to someone like Safe House. If you can't financially support, we do have, we're constantly updating our in-kind list. So if you're not in a position to do that, but you have hand sanitizer, for example, or cold medicine. That's something we constantly use. And the biggest thing you can do is just be aware and share that crisis and information line. And that number is 303-318-9989. The more that number gets out, the more you never know who will need it, when they, who will it'll come to when it's needed. And unfortunately, with so many nonprofits that do the great work that they do, some people don't even know that we exist. And so this is so vital right now, and especially for those who need it. We're just grateful to you for your heart and your love and for being standing in community. It is inspiring right now to see the amount of love that is coming from the community, which that's what makes this work possible. This is what makes healing possible to those who really need it. And from those we serve to those we will serve in the future, and from all of us here, thank you so much for that. So thank you.
Oh, Heather. Well, thank you so much for sharing the whole story, the services that you provide. And you're right, the risk of the increase in all of this when we come out, because there's probably a lot going on behind closed doors that we don't even understand, given the intense stress right now. So I just know that you're filling a phenomenal need. And it's just a small part that we can help. It's nothing as to the greater scheme of things. So thank you for all the hard work you're doing. Thank you for joining us today and sharing. And we're looking forward to continue to supporting you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Double Comma Club. Never miss an episode. Subscribe at thedoublecommaclub.com or your favorite podcast venue to hear more success stories. Get free tips on how you can get on the path to becoming a millionaire through real estate at any age. If you enjoyed this, you might also enjoy our YouTube channel. Just look for The Ruth Team on YouTube or visit our site, theruthteam.com. Oh,